It is a pleasant fall day across New York and western New England. Under a blend of clouds and sunshine, our temperatures are running mainly in the 50s and 60s this afternoon. It is a bit cooler following the passage of a cold front yesterday, and a bubble of high pressure is keeping things quiet across the region for now. But that high pressure area will move off to our east, and a storm will track through our area during the day tomorrow, bringing rainfall to New York and western New England. Right now, that storm is back over the Great Lakes. It will move to about Lake Ontario and then track through northern New York and northern New England during the day on Friday. So we will increase the clouds as we move into tonight, and we'll even see a pretty good shot at rain, especially north and west of Albany, mainly after midnight. Temperatures will fall back into the 40s and lower 50s. We might see a few showers reach the capital region by daybreak tomorrow, and rain will overspread the entire area as the day moves along. The heaviest rain is expected along and north of the storm track, so portions of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains are likely to see around an inch of rainfall as this system works its way through. Rainfall amounts will be lighter farther south. However, everybody will get in on the rain action as we work through the day on Friday into Friday evening. The rain will wind down Friday evening as that storm system works its way off to the east, so any showers will come to an end, and things will dry out as we head into the weekend. It'll be a bit of a cooler day on Saturday, with daytime highs running in the 50s to around 60 degrees, and then it turns a little bit warmer on Sunday, as temperatures are expected to come back up into the 60s in most areas. The latest drought monitor was released this morning, and given the heavy rain in the last week, it's not a shock that areas that were abnormally dry are no longer indicated as such. However, across our far southern areas, into the lower Hudson Valley, and even into much of Connecticut, we continue with moderate drought conditions as rainfall has been pretty lacking in those areas in recent weeks. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds with rain developing late, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, high in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds with rain developing late, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, high in the mid-50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, increasing clouds, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, breezy, high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, increasing clouds, low 48 to 54, and for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, breezy, high in the 60s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, cool, high in the 50s to around 60, and on Sunday, partly sunny and not as cool, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.